Again, we wish everyone a very happy and blessed Easter. Once there was a priest giving a homily at a school mass with school students, Catholic school students, and he asked them a simple question. He said, ask them, what do you need to do to get to heaven? And several children raised their hands and they said, well, you have to be good. And he said, well, yeah, that's part of it. And others said, well, you have to be holy. And he said, yeah, that's part of it. You have to pray every day. Yes, sure, that's part of it. And finally, one of the kids raised his hand and he said, you have to die. And of course, the father said, the priest said, yes, you're right, but we do not die alone. And the thought of death, though, and this is Easter, we're talking about resurrection, but of course, there is no Easter Sunday without Good Friday. There is no resurrection without death. But there's kind of that natural fear of death that we have. There was a song that was once written that the title of the song is, everybody wants to go to heaven, nobody wants to die. There's this fear that we have. I've had the blessing and privilege of being able to be with people in their last moments on this earth. And sometimes there's a definite difference and distinction between how some people and their families react and how others act. Sometimes there's this great peace and calm about their upcoming death. Other times I might see a person who's holding on with everything and is not at peace and is restless, and their family might be restless as well. On that first Easter Sunday morning, of course, Mary Magdalene and the disciples just didn't quite get it. They were still in mourning and loss of Jesus. Jesus had predicted his passion, death, and resurrection, but they still didn't understand. They didn't get it. And so when Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and found it empty, she even felt that greater sense of emptiness. And Peter and John probably felt the same way when Mary Magdalene asked them to come to the tomb themselves. This emptiness, more loss on top of what they had already experienced on that Good Friday. But through it all, of course, we know that God's answer to this fear of death that we have and to death itself is Jesus Christ crucified and risen from the dead, so that we no longer have to be afraid to die, that we do not die alone because we are promised to rise again with, in, and through him. Because we have already died with him through a death, and our death into baptism, and risen with him to a new life. But what was that difference between those families, those who are peaceful and those who are struggling and holding on in those last moments of life? The emptiness and those who are at peace. Well, those who are at peace were the ones who every day of their lives walked along with Jesus in friendship. They died to themselves. They realized that in the midst of their sufferings and their struggles, Jesus was there. They were not alone. He entered into and, of course, went to his death for us so that we would never be alone in whatever suffering or struggle that we had. And those who were fearful were like those who only saw the empty tomb. They didn't realize that Jesus was with them in the midst of those sufferings and those difficulties. If we fast forward just a little bit from where our gospel passage ends today, of course we heard that Peter and John, they saw the cloths light up, rolled up there, and then John saw and he believed. We go a couple more verses ahead, and then Mary Magdalene goes back to the tomb, and she is still weeping with great grief, still stuck in that emptiness and that mourning, and then she sees someone. Jesus is there, but she doesn't recognize him. She thinks that he's the gardener until he calls out to her, Mary. Jesus calls her by name. In the midst of the emptiness, in the midst of loss, in the midst of struggle and suffering and facing death, Jesus called out to her by name. And in the midst of those deaths that we experience in this life, those little deaths that we are called to, yes, Jesus calls out to each and every one of us, and he calls us by name, calling us not to realize this death is not the end. He wants to raise us to something greater. He wants to bring us to new life through these sufferings and struggles that we experience. He wants to realize that we are not alone, and he is with there even in the most difficult moments. And he calls us, yes, to rise and to trust that he is with us. But he also calls us each day to die to self so that we can rise to a new life with him. Whether that's something as simple as getting up, dying to ourselves by getting up on Sunday morning to come to Mass. Whether it's dying to ourselves by going to confession even though it's difficult and it hurts our pride or we have this fear so that Jesus can heal us and free us, forgive us, and renew us. Or whether that dying to self means just giving more time to our spouse to listen to them, to care for them, or to our children. Or dying to ourselves by giving that person who really annoys us at work, giving them the time of day, paying attention to them, and praying for them. There's so many opportunities that we have to encounter this death, but so that we can rise along with Christ. And yes, Jesus invites us not to be afraid, because he is there, he is in the midst of it all. He invites us to die with him each day, so we can rise with him to a new life each day and for all eternity.